Welcome to WFB Talk Continues. This is actually an overflow show of our original WFB Talk on Blog Talk Radio. But we thought we'd get a show underway to get some time slots under our belt. And actually, I gave Meg a call, who's one of the co-hosts on the original WFB Talk Radio. She's actually on her way to St. Louis, Missouri to play against the St. Louis Slam. How you doing, Meg?
What's going on?
Yeah, I thought I'd include you in this since I have to do a 15-minute segment in order to get better time slots. So I thought, you know, hey, who can I call? Well, Meg's awake. She's on her way to St. Louis. Where did you leave from? Why don't you let everybody know where you left from?
We left from Houston last night at 9 o'clock, but we only got on the road about an hour before we hit it, or not even barely, like 30 minutes before we ran into an accident. Now, we had to sit and wait for traffic for an hour, so that kind of put us behind. So we're still on the bus.
Still on the bus. And then tonight you'll get there, you'll have your 4th of July, normal 4th of July, and then you'll be able to rest. And tomorrow night's your game. What time is your game start against the St. Louis Slam?
Tomorrow night's the game going to be at 5 p.m. So hopefully after that we'll get back on the bus and go back to Houston. But the game starts at 5 p.m. Once we get there, today we had scheduled to do some walkthroughs and some practice and stuff like that, but I guess it just depends because we were supposed to already be there by now, so I don't know how far that sets us back, but we're supposed to have from 7 p.m. off to go ahead and enjoy 4th of July and relax. And, you know, it's kind of a different here because I keep thinking, I'm so used to being in the car, get there, you know, sleep for 5 or 6 hours, have to play the game. But, no, we have this whole night once we get there Friday night, so we have to go ahead and sleep. So that's good.
Now, what's bad is you're just going to turn around and come on back then. And then if
yeah.
you guys are successful, who do you play against?
We'll go ahead and play against L.A., next week. We'll have to fly out there. I think that's what we're going to be doing. Hopefully we can afford it. We're still trying to look at, you know, those funds too. You know, when you have to fly, at least we have a better luck of not going on a holiday weekend, so the prices should be a little bit cheaper. But once again, I'm hoping that we're flying and not going to try to take a bus because that'll be an even longer ride.
And if those of you who are tuning in listening wondering what we're talking about women's tackle football with the National Women's Football Association. This is round two of the playoffs. Tomorrow's game, of course, is going to be Meg's team, the H-Town Texas Cyclones, at the St. Louis Slam. And then there's also going to be two other games. There's going to be the West Michigan Mayhem at New York Nemesis. And, in fact, tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting that show, that game, live at it would be I think they're 3 hours behind. I'm trying to think what time our show starts.
Are you going to be doing that tomorrow, Saturday? So what time are you going to be doing that at? Is there a game starting at 7 p.m.?
Oh, 7:05, that's correct. Okay, so we're going to do it at 6:30 Pacific time. So it's actually going to be their Eastern time. It's going to be 3:30.
They're playing in New York.
Yeah, so it's going to be 6:30 Eastern time, 3:30 Pacific time, and the kickoff is actually at 7:05, so we're going to do the show from there. All these time zones, I'm all confused, because that's what I'm trying to work with, because when you guys come back to L.A., it's back to Pacific time. It's going to be a late game for the East. It's going to be a 7 o'clock game, which those in the East Coast that will be able to tune in have to, you know, it starts at 10 o'clock for them. So we'll do a pregame show.
So will I be able to catch the game, or will I be on the field during that time?
Tomorrow night, you should be just about done, because you start what time, you said?
5 p.m., which would be Texas time. It's still Missouri time.
Okay, so 3 o'clock.
Which is 1 hour.
You'll just have to text me some scores so I can do some updates. No, you'll probably still be playing tomorrow.
We just entered Missouri, so we just got to drive to St. Louis.
Yeah, and then the third game is the Comets at the Philadelphia Phoenix. So there's three playoff games tomorrow. There should have been four, but unfortunately the Kentucky Karma were unable to make the trip to Los Angeles, so in turn they forfeited. So the LA Amazons are waiting to play either the St. Louis Slam or the H-Town Texas Cyclones on July 12th, which we hope to give you that game. That's why we're doing this 15-minute segment, so we can get actually better time slots. Like I said, this is the overflow show of the original WFB Talk Blog Talk Radio show that we broadcast.
Who's going to be playing that other game tomorrow besides the New York Nemesis?
The West Michigan Mayhem. They're playing each other.
Is there one more game?
Yeah, the Comets And the Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll be in the Philadelphia tomorrow.
I just got word, Barb, that we're about 2 hours away, so.
Yippee.
Yeah, after being on this bus for about 13 hours, 2 hours sounds a little nice. So.
Yeah, so tomorrow's show will be, like I said, will be the live broadcast of the West Michigan Mayhem at the New York Nemesis. That's on our original Blog Talk Radio show at WFBTalk.com. And then Sunday's show, we'll have our normal show on WFBTalk.com. Like I said, this is just the overflow show during regular season or playoffs. We're not a play-by-play station. What we do is we loan our soundboards out to women's football. They have their own play-by-play person. This way they are able to provide entertainment and games to their fans. So it's strictly for the fans. I know I talked to the West Michigan Mayhem yesterday, and they were saddened that they didn't have anybody to do their play-by-play. I had actually given them first option only because they're an away team, and for something to give to their fans to be a little bit more biased towards the away team for their fan base who can't be there to support the team, whereas the New York Nemesis has their fan base, everybody there. But I know that they're going to get somebody to do the play-by-play, and it should be a really good game. They're both undefeated. West Michigan Mayhem is 8-8, and the New York Nemesis is 8-0, so they're both undefeated.
Nice. It should be a good game.
It should be, yeah. They both are so confident against each other. I mean, you know, they've both been preparing and watching game film, so it should be a good matchup. And as well as your guys, you are 7-1, and you are playing the St. Louis Slam. Are they 6-2? Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I thought they were undefeated, but I don't know.
Oh, my bad. You are. My bad. They're going to kill me. They are undefeated. I was thinking of the Karma, who were 6-2.
Yeah, the Karma is 6-2. In fact, all the teams right now, except for us, I believe, are all undefeated. I believe, I might stand uncorrected on that. I believe the team that's playing against New York Nemesis might not be undefeated. I think they're pretty close. So.
Yeah, they are undefeated as well. So, yeah,
okay.
I think it was
so
just
the only
between
team
you and the Kentucky Karma, who were
we're the only team. But, you know, when you get to that playoff season, it's back to 0-0. It doesn't matter because it's basically win or lose or go home, you know. So those stats and things like that may have helped you get to the playoffs, but once you get to the playoffs, everything goes back to 0-0. It doesn't matter if you beat them before because this is the game that you need to beat them on to go on.
And it's true that you guys have never played each other, so whoever you played in your league – it's going to play different than who you're playing now. So I don't think you've ever met with the St. Louis Slam, or I don't think anybody's ever met each other the way they have it situated in the playoffs.
No, we have not. But we have been watching some film, and we have compared them to a couple of other teams that we have played, the way their defensive schemes are run and things like that. So that's what we have to go off of is some of those schemes comparative to some of the teams we've played, you know, to kind of prepare.
Now, with the Cyclones, who are you using as your quarterback? Are you using both your quarterbacks equally, or do you have one?
We just used one. We used Deb the most. I'm not sure of her last name. Football, you usually have your nickname,
like Rush.
Same your last name. So,
and her
first name is Deborah, so she's our number one quarterback. We do have our backup quarterback, June Catalyst, who plays times throughout, depending on what we're running. But most of the time, Deb goes ahead to take control. She comes right in, and she usually calls the plays from the huddle and makes the decision from there. She also will switch it up at the line. So she's very confident and knows what she's doing and understands the game of the football.
Now, it looks like you guys are more of a running team because I'm looking at Deb's stats right now. If this is up to date, it says that Deb attempted 17. She completed 3 for 11 yards. So she's kind of has a 17.6% percentage.
Yeah,
are you guys mostly a running team?
We're actually a mix, Barb, but what's been working for us is running. We do have some pass plays, but we didn't want to unveil them, you know, until we start to get into playoffs and things like that. But we are very competent to pass. We do have receivers that can catch. So, I mean, don't underestimate us in that area. Yes, we do. We do run the ball, and we run it well. And, you know, when we're scoring points, we do what works. But we also can pass.
Okay, yeah, and I'm also looking at Jen's stats. She has 14 attempts, 7 completes for 147 yards, which she's at the 50% rate. So, yeah, like I said, it's mostly, but you guys have been successful in your last game that you had against the Oklahoma City Lightning, and we wish Meg good luck
and the H-Town Texas Cyclones in the wind so that we can go out to Los Angeles to see Meg and the Los Angeles Amazons play next week, July 12th, for round three of playoffs. So we're rooting for you, Meg. So, you know, tomorrow's your game. Starts at 5 o'clock Central Time, and Meg will be texting me the messages. So if you guys are regular listeners of Women's Football Talk on WFBTalk.com, tomorrow we're going to have the West Michigan Mayhem at the New York Nemesis game. And as I get texts of the game, I'll chime in and give you all updates. You could also go on our blog, our message board that's on WFBTalk.com. I'll be on the message board because I'll probably much be the little fly on the wall listening to the game. Like I said, they're going to have their own play-by-play person. So that's going to be exciting. I'm real excited for you guys. And this will be your you've been in many playoffs yourself, but this is round two. I don't know, have you ever gotten farther than round two in playoffs in your professional career of football, women's football?
Yes, I have. I have two championship rings, so I have.
That's right.
I've been all the way there to the big game and won it. So playoffs are nothing new to me. Going all the way to that big game is nothing new to me. I've also been to the very big game and lost. So for me, it's just keep playing the best, leave my heart on the field, and see where it takes me.
So you said you guys were watching a movie on the bus because you're 2 hours away. Is everybody pretty much awake right now, or are they all sleeping?
Half and half. A lot of girls were watching movies last night, so they were kind of awake during some of the stuff. They fall asleep, and then if we stop for whatever, then some of them wake up. So it's a little mixed.
Well, give everybody my best. You know, good luck tomorrow, and I'm hoping to see you in L.A., Meg, so make sure you guys win, okay?
Yes, thanks very much, Barb.
Do you have anything else you want to add? We have 3 minutes. I don't have any end music, otherwise I'd play end music. I never downloaded it from our other...
You don't got anything on your computer at all that you can play?
No, I'm actually at my friend's house. I was cleaning up their computer. I swear they haven't cleaned up their computer in ages. You know how you do your cookies, your history. So I did that for them. It runs faster because I was talking to Nancy. She goes, oh, my gosh, I can't get online. So I said, you know what, I bet you they haven't cleaned their computer up. So last night I cleaned everything, and then I did a scan after we went to sleep. I did a scan and got rid of some stuff. So it seems like it's moving faster. So hopefully they'll be happy when they come home. But, yeah, so like I said, this is the overflow show of WFB Talk. This is WFB Talk Continues. So we'll be utilizing this site if we have a need for extra time or additional shows. Other than that, check us out on WFBTalk.com, our original blog talk radio show. And we're doing this just to get some better time slots under our belt because we can't get any prime time right now. I tried to get prime time, and I can't go back-to-back shows like I can with WFB Talk. So that's what I'm really trying to, because we're working on July 12th to get to Amazon, and we are hoping the H-Town Texas Cyclones out there to you, but it's definitely going to be the Los Angeles Amazons. So.
Hey, let me know. I've got some end music for you, so you just let me know when you want to hear it.
Okay, I got 1 minute, so why don't you get some end music?
All right.
Okay,
well, thanks for having me on, Barb, and I'll catch up with you and let you know the scores tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Good luck, Megan. Good luck to the H-Town Texas Cyclones.
Bye.
I need.